Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Welcome back to another episode of the Packs What She Said podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Maggie Loney, joined, as always, by Perry Goldstein. And it is right around the start of the OTA period. You know, we're coming out of the draft. There's not typically a ton of news during this time. Schedule release came out. We talked about that last week with Tom Grossi. But then we did get actually some really exciting news this week that the Packers finally, after about a decade of trying, will be hosting the 2025 NFL draft. So not next year, but in 2 years. If you have ever wanted to come to Green Bay, Wisconsin, you will have your opportunity in 2025 to see the draft. So Perry, let's talk about that, because I think that is very exciting.
It is. It's huge. Mark Murphy has literally been working towards this his entire time as president and CEO of the Packers. Like, I feel like anyone who is like plugged in to the front office knows it has had two goals since he took over: win another Super Bowl and get Green Bay the draft. And he has succeeded. And I just love that it's going to be his last year as president and CEO. He's going to step down from the position as all presidents and CEOs of the Packers organization do at 66, I believe. 76. There's an age where they all step down, but he will be doing that a couple months afterwards. I think it's in July. It will be the end of his tenure. So this is like the big send off, big thank you to Mark Murphy for running the organization. It's just huge also, I think, for other like small market teams. I know Kansas City did it, which was a really big deal, but if like a Buffalo or another city like that wanted to host the draft, like Green Bay is kind of putting together like the blueprint to do it. And you said it, if no one's been there, it's like college football. That's what it feels mm-hmm. like on game day up in Green Bay. It's like a college town where the stadium's just like right in the middle of everything. And it's just going to have a very intimate and like different feel than I think some other drafts would if they were in a bigger city.
Yeah, I mean, it's expected to raise, I believe the number was $94 million for the state of Wisconsin. Like, the impact cannot be understated. I know some people are saying that, you know, Green Bay is maybe not the most exciting town. It's not like when the draft is in Vegas, but this doesn't just affect, you know, Green Bay and Ashwaubenon and like the surrounding cities like Appleton that'll have some hotels. This is insane for the state of Wisconsin in general. And you were right, the retiring age is actually 70. So he'll be retiring on his 70th birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's just like, I don't know if there's anything else to say. Obviously, it's a huge deal that the Green Bay will be hosting the 2025 NFL draft. I can't even believe it. As a native, I want your take. Do you think...
Is this Green an infrastructure Bay question?
Has enough infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, if this
I'm
was
being
the,
sarcastic, just so everyone knows.
I mean, if this was like the 70s, obviously not. The 80s, the 90s, like no. But I know like Titletown isn't really bringing in a lot of tourism as far as like hotels are concerned. But just the surrounding areas, like there's a lot happening, I think, behind the scenes. The Rush Center being redone, you know, to host some of these really big concerts that we've seen in Green Bay the last couple years. I think Green Bay is ready for it. I saw in kind of the introductory presser with Mark Murphy and some of the people from like Discover Green Bay and some of the committees that'll be planning this. The goal is to try to have the draft stage on Lambeau Field, the way that the Dallas Cowboys had the draft on the field, which would be really exciting. It would be free to fans to attend. So just, I don't know what, you know, the normal draft attendances. Like, I couldn't tell you how many thousands of people came to Kansas City, but thinking about, you know, 70,000 people getting to go to Lambeau Field for the draft is really special. And especially if you think about like what the price of tickets costs nowadays just to go to a game. You know, the Chiefs are playing Sunday Night Football at Lambeau Field against the Packers, and those tickets are going to be multiple hundreds of dollars. So if you could go to Green Bay and get to see a historic stadium like Lambeau and not have to pay the price of a ticket to get to go in, I think that's really cool. Whether you go on night one of the draft, even if your team doesn't have draft picks the day you go, like, to just get to be there and experience the football history is really special for any football fans.
Yeah. No, Lambeau is more than just the field, right? It's the Hall of Fame. It's all the history. And look, I was going to tweet this out and then I didn't, but I feel very strongly that Green Bay is the Mecca of the NFL, right? It is the place. It's, I would love to see if there's a stadium older than Lambeau Field at this point. Like, it's a franchise that's been around for over 100 years, and now everyone gets to make the pilgrimage to the Mecca of football for this occasion that is inclusive of everybody, no matter what team you root for, right? Because you may not always get to go. If your team is playing the Packers at home, it happens maybe sometimes only every 4 years, or you can't, you know, the weekend doesn't work. Like, now you can plan ahead and go if you want to make your trip to Lambeau for the first time, your pilgrimage.
So I have to ask you then, as a native New Yorker, is this something that you would like, is it an event that you have on your calendar? Like, do you plan on going, or is this something like, well, I've been to Green Bay already and been to Packer games and I've experienced the city, so maybe it's not something that you are as passionate about?
It's a good question. I flip-flop because I have been, and I'd much prefer to go to a game or even like go to training camp. I'm not a big crowds person. That's all it is for me. I get very anxious and uncomfortable in like large crowds. And so I don't know how I would do at the draft, to be quite honest with you, with all the people. But in theory, yes, I would love to be there. I think it would, I mean, it feels like a potentially like once in a lifetime kind of event to be able to get to. So I would try. You and I love the draft also, and getting to see those guys, you know, like fulfill their lifelong dreams and get to see the future Packers get picked in their home, what will be their home stadium. I feel like, what could be better as an NFL fan?
Yeah, Mark tweeted this out, I think, but we talked about how cool it would be to just go up for like day three. You know, like, it's going to be like a lot more dead than the first couple nights. The fanfare has kind of died down, but just still experiencing the draft like in your city. Packaday listeners know Kyle Fellows. He was at the draft in Kansas City, and he just said, like, even though they didn't go down for the actual draft on night one, being there in the city and experiencing like the electricity and then going there for days two and three, it is, like you said, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, unless the draft historically happens somewhere that you live very frequently. So if you're a Packer fan thinking about going, or just a fan of football history in general, circle that late April 2025 on your calendars, because it's going to be fun to see what the Packers do and see them on the big stage, because we see them on the big stage for like Sunday Night Football. We see the NFL crews in training camp, you know, the dream drive and the bikes always get covered, but this is completely new. And I think Green Bay is going to really impress people.
Yeah. I love that you brought that up, because I always tell people when they're like, what's Green Bay like? And I try to explain it, and I find it actually very hard to explain the kind of energy and like magic in the air in Green Bay, because it's like I said, it's like college. Like, it's having like a suburban town with this NFL stadium in the middle of it, and everything like is about the team and surrounds the team, but it still feels very like small town and like family oriented. It's just like a very, very special place, even with how much they've built it up over the years. And if you love football and if you love drinking beer, there's like probably no better place to go, because there's amazing breweries around. You can walk everywhere or bird scooter everywhere if you're like us during training camp. And it's just, it's unlike anywhere else, because it's not just any other like major city, right? Green Bay only has 100,000 residents. And it can somehow accommodate like four or five times that when it comes to like game day and now the draft. And I I plug it too so that people can have their like Green Bay experience, because I mean, you and I love it up there.
Yeah, I am anxiously awaiting this year's training camp because I'm going to bring Vinny for his first time, and I hope it's something that we make a yearly tradition.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.